This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Michael Heck's favorite Taylor Swift song. He's got the outfit picked out, the boots, the glitter, the jewelry, everything to go along with that song. And he's ready for this weekend. The Michael Heck joins us. Or maybe not.
No. I'm just trying to figure out, like, are we going to do this entire show using, like, Taylor Swift lines? Is that what we're trying to do here? I've lost my voice. This whole thing has gotten me. I'm just, I got to shake it off, I guess.
Well, that's true. You do have to shake it off. And I'm told that you probably sang that song at least 300 times in preparation for this weekend, and that's why you lost your voice.
That feels like that's about right. But, Newell, I'd marry you with paper rings. That's how I feel about you,
So what happened, Michael?
Karma is a breeze in my hair on the weekends, Newell. I'll tell you, man, I don't know, but we've got so much going on. It's so much fun. And this Taylor Swift thing it's pretty stunning. It actually is going to be more intensive in terms of human beings in the city, in terms of bodies, than the Super Bowl, because you've got 3 times 75,000 people, right? That's, 2 and a quarter. Then you got, like, the stragglers like me and you that are just going to be out there buying merchandise. I mean, right. I think we could realistically have a quarter million Swifties and their parents in the city for these next few days. The Super Bowl, although it's seen by 200 million worldwide, you probably only get, 150 at most in the city, because that's double the capacity of the dome. So this is one hell of a stress test.
No, absolutely. I had Stan Harris on earlier from the Louisiana Restaurant Association. He said the restaurants are happy. I talked to hoteliers over this past week. Their OCC rates are great, higher than they've been in a long, long time. I went to the opening of Caesars last evening. That was exciting. They're ready. New hotel is up and running and ready to take folks on, and high demand. And you can just feel it in the streets.
You can feel it. I mean, it's got that. So, before a home game for the Saints, there's that, like, nervous excitement in the streets. You can just kind of feel it. There's, like, an electricity. I have to say, it's got the same feeling now. I was in a meeting at the city this morning. We're talking about the preparation. We're getting Duncan Plaza all cleaned up. And what I'm really excited about relative to the Super Bowl is that we're going to be doing things for Taylor Swift, like having 75,000 people live streaming her for 3 hours, that if we pass that, then that means that our internet's going to be good in the dome for the game. We're going to be doing Uber and Lyft from Duncan Plaza. If that works, then we're good for the game. We're going to be monitoring the airport and seeing what happens with TSA and what happens with Uber and Lyft there and baggage claim. And if it works for T-Swift, then we're going to be good for the Super Bowl. And we're not going to be perfect, but on Monday we're going to do an after-action meeting. And I think we'll have learned a lot. So, I guess we owe a debt to Taylor, and hopefully we can survive the great war of the next 3 days.
Weather looks like it's going to be phenomenal, a little bit on the warmer side, but doesn't look like it's going to be a problem at all, which always helps. And then you have the double whammy. We're talking to Stan about this as well. The Friday before Halloween is always a big, big night or big afternoon in the French Quarter as well.
Yeah, no, it's on. It's, Halloween weekend, October weather. there is a, I think between these activities and the crime continuing to do much, much better than it was, you know, actually improving at one of the fastest rates in the country. The infrastructure getting done, my personal pothole has been largely completed. It needs to be recovered, but it's been done. I think there's, you know,
it's a two-phase pothole. It was that big. It has to be filled in.
Yeah, it's a double phases.
It's a double.
Well, first it was a sewer and water board fix. They had to fix the water leak. Then they have to go over and do the street. And they did the first part when the Saints were away. They put a temporary patch on top of it. And for everybody who's listening, my personal pothole is the one on Poydras across Claiborne as you're getting onto I-10. And then they're going to have to come back and just do a final kind of milling to make it all nice. But look, by the time we're done, Newell, you're going to be able to start at the underpass kind of by Mrs. Benson's, you know, Mercedes-Benz, you know, van thing. You're going to be able to strap on your old school roller skates you used to use at Airline Skate, the one with the four wheels on each skate, the white patent leather.
Absolutely.
You're going to be able to go all the way down Poydras Street, you know, just smooth as ice, you know, with your Walkman on and your leg warmers. I mean, it's ready for you, Newell. It's ready.
Boy, if that doesn't sound like a self-description of him at one point in time in his life and how long his hair was and whether or not he wore it in a ponytail at that point, it would be interesting as well. Did you wear a sweatband, too?
No, yeah, I I wore sweatbands. I never was able to grow my hair long or feather it. It didn't cooperate. So I just got kind of this, like, you know, fro-looking thing that didn't really work.
Oh, well, you missed the whole disco scene then if you weren't able to feather your hair, right?
Well, yeah, my thing is, so look, I was born in 1970, and so a little bit younger than you. You were there for the real sweet spot. I kind of caught the tail end of it. You know, I was kind of coming into my heyday, you know, in the 90s, and that was like the days of, like, the Palace Theater and such. But I was a little bit young for the real go-go 80s, so you'll have to tell me about how that was like, Noel.
Absolutely. Michael, there seems to be a little bit of controversy, confrontation, in the management of homeless encampments, in the ramp-up to Taylor Swift. What's going on there?
Yeah, I mean, I understand is going on there. It's kind of being made into, I think, more than it really is. You know, there's been this last remaining encampment, which is on it's on Calliope from Loyola, and then kind of up past the UPT, up kind of towards the arena. And they've made great progress to that point. I think about 500 people have been rehoused. Most of Claiborne is clear. Most of Calliope is clear. But that last little part is problematic, not just because it's large and it's taken a long time to find individuals housing, but it's dangerous because you've got people crossing over Loyola where it goes into Simon Bolivar, crossing over Earhart from the bus station. And so, you know, it's not a good situation for the homeless. It's not a good situation for residents. And I think what's happening is that the encampment's not being closed, but it's just being consolidated down a couple of blocks so that people are being taken off of Loyola and that dangerous part by Earhart or the bus station and put into a place where they're still going to be there waiting for housing vouchers, but they're not going to be, you know, kind of out there on the street, which again is not good for anyone really.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Desire to clean it up, right? I mean, that's the entree to where all the activity is going to be, and those that are coming in from out of town, the first impression is the last impression. You come down off the interstate, and if you're dumped into that morass, it's not a good thing.
I mean,
we've only known about this like for what, a year and a half?
It would seem to me that
we would have done a little bit more planning as to how we were going to address this situation, as opposed to arguing about this on Wednesday before a Friday event.
Yeah, this isn't a secret, and I think that, you know, the challenge here, Newell, is that, you know, everybody wants to have compassion and do things in a humane way, but the situation with the homeless, you know, has to exist in the larger context of other citizens and visitors. And it's actually, you know, what somebody who's a homeless advocate said to me, and it stuck with me because they were a homeless advocate, is they said, you know, these people are citizens. They've got rights, but they've got obligations, too. And they still have to follow the law. And, you know, the law says things like, you know, you can't camp out, you know, under state, you know, state infrastructure property. It's dangerous for the infrastructure, dangerous for people. You obviously can't, you know, do illegal drugs. You know, there are things. And so there is a balance. And look, we've made good progress. I think it's important for those encampments not to be visible for visitors coming right into the city, because it's not indicative of our overall situation. Our total population living on the streets right now is somewhere around 500. So it's a fraction of most other cities that have thousands or tens of thousands. And so I think it's unfair to the city to give the impression that that's what's going on, when in fact it's one of the last few pockets. So I think that the approach that's being taken is a moderate one. I think it's a reasonable one. I think it's being done with considerations of dignity and safety. And I think, you know, it's going to take us one step closer towards getting in a good place for the Super Bowl.
Why do we give them the opportunity to choose where?
Yeah,
I don't understand the inhumanity or the not being sympathetic or empathetic to the plight if we choose where. Why do they get to choose where? I mean,
this is a very fair and very real question. And if we were off the air and I was having a beer, I would give you a lot of my thoughts, not just from New Orleans, but you got to remember, Newell, you know, I lived for a number of years and just came back from visiting San Francisco. So I've seen I can see what happens if this stuff is allowed to metastasize and really grow into a major problem. It's deeply inhuman. It's terrible for the economy. And so, I don't know, for lack of a better expression, Newell, I think that tough love is really what's required. There's nothing compassionate about allowing somebody to live out on the street, struggling with drugs and mental issues, you know, psychological issues. You know, to some degree, Newell, this reminds me of the conversation we were having a few years ago about the police. And that was when, you know, the very strange defund the police movement, you know, got a little bit of traction. And I think we were all kind of scratching our heads saying, wait, what? Is this really what most citizens want? Is this really what makes sense? And the pendulum had to swing back, and it has. And so this feels, in a generic sense, somewhat similar to that. There just needs to be a resetting of a pendulum to come up with an answer that is that's better for all citizens, you know. So that's
absolutely
what's happening.
Let's pivot, Michael, because this is big news. Speedier screening, smoother travels at the airport because of new technology. This is interesting. What's this about?
So our airport is beautiful. Our airport's consistently ranked one of the best new airports in the country. But occasionally I'll get these you know, angry emails of people that are showing up at TSA and the line is just too long. And there are a number of reasons for that. But for the Super Bowl particularly, there are going to be some changes that are going to make it better. The first thing is that all 17 of the lanes are now going to have the most current system, which is where there's those rollers and the box pops up and then you use it and it goes through and then you pop it down again. And so that's going to speed things up. So we're going to get away from those metal, you know, kind of like examination tables that we have in some of the lanes now. So we're going to have the most up-to-date equipment. Another thing they're going to do is that they're going to bring in dogs that can do that can inspect a line. And once a dog has sniffed you effectively, then you're as if you're a TSA pre. You get to keep your shoes on. So that speeds up the process as well. And then we're just going to have more TSA agents coming in, and that should help as well. So I think the airport is aware of the challenge. And again, we're going to see how things go for, you know, Taylor Swift, and that'll give us an indication of if we're going in the right direction. But the TSA section is going to be modernized.
Good. Sounds great. Went through it the other day, and it did take a pretty good amount of time. Michael, I was able to attend the grand opening of Caesars last night, and that place has really just been transformed into something incredible and beautiful. $435 million worth of renovation to the casino hotel. And they always are bragging about that whole foot of Canal Street, foot of Poydras, and all points in between. Talking about Four Seasons, their hotel, the casino, and so much that's going on. Spanish Plaza behind it, the renovation of the aquarium. They're really excited about what's happening down there. And it's really good to hear competitors talk really positive about one another, too. And that's refreshing.
It's amazing what's happening down there. The money that's been invested, the quality, what's going on there. I mean, you and I broadcast from the Caesars before the opening, and I mean this as a compliment. That casino is now at a Vegas new casino level. I mean, it's really, it looks great, it feels great, it smells great. I mean, it's really a nice space, and there is a good synergy that's going on. One of the lines that was said is somebody associated with the Four Seasons said that Nobu is going to be the most popular restaurant in the Four Seasons. And they meant it as kind of a joke and as they certainly didn't mean it to, you know, to slight the outstanding restaurants, you know, Miss River and Lynx Restaurant up on the fifth floor. But it means that if you're now a resident or a guest at the Four Seasons, you now have another option. And so that's called in economics agglomeration. So you're getting this good agglomeration effect. And then we're going to be working on a mural for the ferry terminal. John Besh is going to be having his comeback with a new restaurant on Spanish Plaza in the ferry terminal. So it's pretty remarkable what's happening down there at the foot of, again, a street that I've always called our Champs-Élysées. And we're not there yet, but we're kind of using the Super Bowl as our Olympics, and we're going to keep pushing to make Canal Street what it once was and what it can be.
Idea Village has now opened up some opportunities. Tell us about those.
Yeah, so Idea Village, who's one of our good partners, is opening up a new opportunity for people who have startups. And so if you're want to raise money, $1 million is what they're targeting over the next 2 months, then they want you to apply for their accelerator. And so you just can go to ideavillage.org. Applications are due November 1st. But if you're looking for money and you're looking for mentorship and you're looking to get kind of a BBB stamp of approval on your nonprofit, I highly recommend, what did Mitch used to say? I commend to you the Idea Village Accelerator. And so go to the Idea Village website and apply.
Absolutely. Got to get to a break. We are visiting with Michael Heck, president and CEO of GNO Inc. And we will be right back, folks. Stay with us. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line. This is Newell on WWL.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.